Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's time for Devin McCourty here on the Greg Hill Morning Show, the Black Friday edition. I'm Ken Laird with Nick Fitzy Stevens alongside me in for the crew today. Devin, brought to you by Twisted Tea, the original hard iced tea, by East Coast Metal Roofing, by Fletcher Granite, your local granite supplier, cutting and providing granite to our communities right down to the curbs outside your homes and businesses, and by Zuti. Build any apps your company needs in a week. Visit Zuti.com for details. And here he is on the Harbor One Hotline, Devin McCourty. Good morning, Devin. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
Pretty good. Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
Yeah, it was good. Small, but it was good. Kids ran around all day, so good time just being at home.
Practice as well, or did you guys get the whole day off?
No practice. We practice in the morning and meetings, and then got out a little earlier just to be with the fam and obviously eat well.
So, Devin, I feel like I have to ask you, as a concerned Patriots fan as well as someone who watched the game last Sunday, obviously it was a tough one. Didn't go the way we and probably you guys thought as well. But take me back to the second quarter. Are you still feeling it after that collision with Watson? That was a hell of a play. How were you feeling afterwards, and did that one sting a little bit for a couple days afterward?
No, I'm fine. I mean, that's football. There's a lot of high-speed collisions, so it just happens, you know. Not the first time I've been in a high-speed collision in football. Obviously, I would have liked him to fall out of the way, but, you know, tough play right on the goal line, but. No, I was back at practice, no injury report, so I've been fine.
He's really something else. In every game where you guys have played him since he entered the league back in 2017, he really seems to find a second gear and turn it on against you guys. Last year you guys blitzed him a lot, had a tough time. This year you guys sort of stayed at home and tried to play more coverage. And then as we saw yesterday, now it seems like he's really getting going because he just carved up the Lions yesterday. What is it about him? He really seems a unique talent.
Yeah, I mean, he's a great player. I mean, you watch him in college, then he got to the pros, I would say. He's been able to do very similar things. I think his ability to throw the ball, I think, doesn't really get talked about a lot. And I think he does a really good job when he's in the pocket, able to make all the throws. And then if he does need to escape and you know, make you miss and get down the field, he's able to do that. So we had a tough time, you know, I think, trying to handle both when he stayed in the pocket and making good throws. And then also his ability to just extend plays was tough. And, you know, I think it's something we'll see again Sunday with Kyler Murray, who I would say is very similar, not the same size, but probably a little quicker and faster, and does a good job of when he's in the pocket making some really good throws. And then has the ability to run, and you've seen him make a lot of guys miss this year when I would say they've had him, you know, either leverage or contain, and just his ability to escape. So a very similar task Sunday that we had to face last week.
Devin, did you see this coming? You've been in the league a long time, this trend for these dual-threat quarterbacks. Or are you surprised there are so many good ones now that are around, including Kyler Murray?
No, I think you started to see it. Over the last couple of years, there's been just a wave of quarterbacks that have come in the league. And even the ones that I would say are considered like pocket passers are still able to move around and make plays and extend time, you know, just with their legs. They're athletic enough to do that. I look at a guy even in our division like Sam Darnold and even Josh Allen, who, you know, is more known for running. But both those guys can stay in the pocket, you know, strong arms, make throws. But both of them are very skilled and athletic enough to escape the pocket and make plays that way. So it puts a lot of pressure on defenses. And I would say offenses are a little different even than when I first got in the league. It's not as much, you know, two back and downhill. It's a lot of spread formations, and these quarterbacks are able to see the field. And then when they do run, It's a lot of space because a lot of formations are spread out.
Devin, I know this is unfamiliar territory for yourself and other veteran leaders who've been around for a while, gone to the playoffs almost every year, been to and won multiple Super Bowl championships, and now you guys find yourselves with your back against the wall at 4-6. I read this quote from Matthew Slater earlier this week that I thought was very telling, and I appreciate his leadership here. He said that 2020, the season has exposed, quote, glaring holes in my leadership, but, quote, it's growing me as a man. What's the feeling like amongst the veterans, yourself, obviously, we heard from Slater, in terms of this position you guys find yourself in right now?
I would say a lot of guys just finding ways to try to do more. I think, you know, like you said, we've been here for a while, so you get accustomed to what you need to do each season. And obviously it always changes a little bit, dictated on the events and things that happen on a team or the players on the team. But I would say this year has just been different. So you've tried to find ways to do more, to lead in different ways, to set an example in different ways. And I would say we try to do that, and we continue to try to do that. And, I have some understanding and agreement what Slate said. It definitely grows you as you try to find ways to help the team and lead and try to go out there and win. So we just got to keep at it. We got to keep doing those things. And that's just the way sometimes it kind of unfolds. Not always going to go your way, but I think we just got to continue to battle, and that's what we've been doing day in and day out. And we got to just continue to do those things, and it'll show up, you know, on the scoreboard. It won't always be the way we want. But I would say as a team, we've gotten better. We've developed, you know, good habits and different things like that, that you've been able to see. But it hasn't always resulted in the consistency that we want. So we just got to keep our head down and keep battling.
Yeah, and I know you said that you were glad to be part of the new England back in that Players Tribune piece, and that you were embracing the challenge. I'm just curious, you know, you play the games. There's no tank in New England. That's an absurd thought, but you gotta win the game on Sunday. But what part of this also is, you know, veteran leadership and mentorship, in that, you know, you want to make sure that these new guys in the locker room don't get used to losing or don't feel like, oh man, it's just not the way it used to be. You know, this is a, you know, you got to keep the morale up while still trying to win the game on Sunday. How do you balance that?
You know, each week is like a reset button. So I think just having that ability to understand each week when you come in, it's kind of forgetting what happened last week, and that's win or loss, and trying to move on. And I think that's what we've tried to show these young guys, you know, that mentality, because, you know, no matter this season, next season, however it goes, that's still a mentality that will lead to success. You can't kind of just stay planted on whatever happened the last week. You know, you have a big win. You can't just think about that all week. You got to move on to the next opponent. So that's also, you know, been an aspect of leadership and mentoring these young guys of, you know, understanding it's a little different in college, where, you know, in college you sometimes have, you know, the 4, 5, or 6 games circled, and then every other game you just have more talent than other team. Like, that doesn't happen in this league. Each week is tough. Each week you're going against a team that can beat you. So we've tried to show the guys that, and, you know, I think all of that is developing a process of how you prepare and how you get ready. So that's definitely a part of, I would say, every season, and especially this season as we continue to try to grow as a team. It's showing all of these guys, you know, what we learned from the guys that were in front of us, the Vince Wilfers, the Logan Mankins, all of those guys who were great leaders.
Devin McCourty, our guest on the Harbor One Hotline here on Sports Radio WEEI. Kent Laird and Nick Stevens in for the crew here on the Greg Hill Morning Show. Devin, I don't know how you react to the news of Baltimore getting 10 players on the COVID list, including obviously Lamar Jackson. You guys have had your share of battles with the virus this year. Are you more impressed with the way your team and the league has handled this all season, or are you starting to get more worried based on the state of the country and some of the outbreaks like Baltimore has?
Yeah, I think the second part of what you just said, just the outbreak of the country. I mean, we're in it. So I would expect, you know, what's happening in Baltimore, maybe not to be to the same extent, but, you know, over this holiday weekend, and then as Christmas starts to roll around, as families start to gather, I know state by state, you know, governors are asking people to, you know, be in small groups and family. But 2020 has been rough, and holidays are always a time for people to get together. So I expect our league to, you know, kind of represent what the nation has showed us, where you will see cases rise. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, next week and going forward, how everything kind of unravels. You know, I think the league has done a good job, you know, especially since early this season, of trying to handle all of these things. But the large team outbreaks are tough, man. Like, what Baltimore's going through is a little bit more rapid than ours. But, you know, coming in day after day in a new positive, it gets a little frustrating, and it wears on you, just the different adjustments you have to make of being out of the building. And, you know, even once you're back in the building, no locker room access. Like, it's a lot that goes on once it gets in the building. So we've just been trying to do our best to keep it out and, you know, avoid having to be back in the situation we were for a couple weeks. So we're just hoping and trying to do our best with that.
One quick one before we get to the Twisted Tea question of the week to wrap it up, Devin. How's Bill these days? We've have a chance to talk to him every Monday here in the station, and we obviously hear from him with his Zoom press conferences every day. Like we said, challenging season. Is he still Bill? Is it same old Bill, or is Belichick? Have you seen him evolve as we've all had to evolve during 2020?
Yeah, I mean, it's still running the team. So, you know, I think for all of us, it's been trying to figure out what's best for the team, trying to do different things that will help us hopefully get to a win. And, you know, I would say he's always been like that. So even though it's adjustment and taking care of business that way, I would say he's still very similar to how he always is with his leadership and with pushing guys and trying to get the best out of the team. That has never changed since I've been here.
All right, it's time for the Twisted Tea question of the week, and it's brought to you by Twisted Tea, the original hard iced tea and the ultimate day drinking beverage. Get some Twisted Tea for the games this weekend. Twisted Tea, keep it twisted. Devin, usually on Thanksgiving night, that's like when we all sort of turn and start watching holiday or Christmas movies. I particularly have caught a lot of flack here the last couple weeks because I think National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation may be the most overrated Christmas movie in history, so I would like to know, what is your go-to holiday movie? What's your favorite Christmas movie? That's the first one you turn into.
Home Alone. Home Alone 1 and 2 are my go-tos. I can to watch those every year. And as my kids get older, I'm trying to make sure that they watch them so they stay in the family tradition.
Yes, there we go. See, there's a man of refined taste. Home Alone, Ken. Home Alone. Those are funny movies.
Can't go wrong with that. Devin, enjoy the weekend here, the prep, and good luck against Arizona on Sunday. Thanks for joining us.
Appreciate it, guys. Have a good one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.